come together.
First came together to a mutual friend, man, in high school. Matter of fact, Ken Gore and I had a mutual friend by the name of Dijon, and he just like, you can rap, and I got another friend that can rap. I think I'll either, you know, check each other out. That's how I discovered Kango through another friend.
How old were you when you first started rapping?
I started as a little bitty kid. I was influenced by Run DMC and them, but so I was like a little kid, 9, 10 years old. I think my first rap was writing a poem to my mom about stop smoking, and it was in a rhyme form. So, you know, she brought it to my attention that I had to be about 9 years old when I first did that. She was like, actually, that was my first rap. You know, because she was like, I have your first rap. Your first rap is a card telling me to stop smoking or I'm going to die, stuff like that. So about 9 years old, that's when I started rapping. But when I started to actually put it on wax or take it seriously, it was like when I was 19. I was about 19 years old when I made my first record, a Mackie single.
Where are you from in NOLA, man?
I'm from Holly Grove. I'm from the same area that Lil Wayne claims or represent or whatever like that. I'm from Holly Grove, from the same place that Skip from UTP rep. You know, I'm from those streets right there, Holly Grove of New Orleans.
One thing I love about you guys is that every show, you guys put on one of the best live shows in NOLA, man. You know how to like work a crowd so well.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, thank you for that, man.
What have been some of your favorite shows over the years, man?
I like doing Jazz Fest. You know, and I like traveling. I just like out of town. We're a group that's been everywhere. We've been to Jamaica, been to Hawaii. We've been to Virgin Islands, you know, all over the United States. So we're a regional group that's like, for that's our home base region, like southern region. But actually, I would say we're like an international group that never got exposed internationally properly yet, you know?
Mm-hmm. I mean, once they see you guys, they get it.
Yeah, they understand it when they see it. You're right. We just have to get in those areas that kind of present it so that they can see it, you know?
Mm-hmm. It's cool that you guys are trying to take that sound to so many people, you know?
True. We're trying to get it out. I mean, we feel like it's original sound. It's based from here. You know, a lot of people consider what we do is considered bounce. You know, we put the bounce element to it. We'll make Poetry Crime different from the average bounce group for me is because we're mixolical with that form of music. We'll do a hip-hop song that have a bounce essence to it. Like, you know, we'll have the bounce elements in it, but it's like considered a track of hip-hop. Like, you know, we were the first people that they was considering where you can actually rap on bounce. Like, we did the style where people was like, you can really make a song. Like, you know, because when bounce first started in New Orleans, you know, the only thing people could do was chant. And chant is like representing where they're from. You're from the third world. Third world. I'm from the ninth world. 999 world, stuff like that. Like, ninth world, where you at? Represent. And like, it was like chanting, like, more than anything. It wasn't like, my name is Mr. Mina, and I think it was like, with no rapping in it. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, like, when we came in the game, we, you know, there are some other guys that had did it. UNLV was doing it. But what we did was we added, like, what you considered a singing melody to it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Which kind of, like, took it more into a lot of different song modes and then took that style, like, you know, to going Jamaica with it. And, you know, like a Jamaican action. Like, we had a song come up early in the morning where we was rapping. Like, we were like a Jamaican rapper. So, you know, this was way in 1994. So, you know, we had been trying to diverge that style out since we started in it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. You guys really can flow really well. A lot of bounce rappers, they didn't have that kind of flow. And you guys can like actually rap, you know?
True.
Some people just don't have the skill to do that.
Because people used to ask us, guys that rap, I'll be asked, like, you know, they had label mates when we was on this label called Big Boy Records. They had, you know, like Mystical, and we was on the same label, Mystical, Black Menace, G Slam, Fiend, the Ghetto Twins, people of that sort. But they used to ask us, like, we was like really, us as 40 were like the only ones considered that do bounce. So they used to always be like, I don't know how y'all do that. Like, how y'all can rap on that kind of beat and make it roll? You know, it was almost like it was amazing for guys that just do gangster rap or hip hop type rap to see us do what we do, because it was like, damn, y'all rapping to a beat that I would have never knew what go to it. I wouldn't know how to put words to that, like, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, we saw that people looked at it as complicated, and we love to do it, so it became our style of music, you know what I'm saying? It was to be like, hey, we're gonna bring something new to the game, and it was bounce. It was the music that we do that we're trying to bring to the world. And we've been blackballed and we've been stopped because we didn't want to give up publishing checks, or we didn't want to give up a certain percentage of our royalties to people. So that's why Partners in Crime never went worldwide mainstream, just, you know, and hit the world like, wow, you know what I'm saying? Because a lot of things that these people wanted us to give up, we kind of understood the importance of keeping it. So, you know, it's almost like, nah, we're not going to give that up. We're not, you know, we're not going to do that. So we're just looking for the right deals now. We're looking for people that's looking to do good business for us, that could be like, like, okay, y'all can keep y'all publishing. You know, we get a percentage, but we're not trying to steal y'all publishing from y'all. We're not trying to, you know, take your royalty checks and do this with it. You know, we can find somebody to do fair business with it, then that's the business that we're looking for. But lately, we haven't found nobody that's interested in that type of business. So we choose to stay independent and do what we do and sell records and do shows that, you know, where we keep control of ourselves and keep our dignity in what we're doing. You know what I'm saying?
You guys have, like, never sold out. You're doing things the right way. The way things are today, it's like, better to be, like, single, like, independent.
Independent, right.
You guys were smart just to, like, wait everything out because, like, fads come and go and shit, but, like, what you guys do is not a fad. You do what you do.
Yeah, we that's what we do, right, man? We love it, and like I said, some people ask us how we stay in it so long. How y'all be going it, bro? I mean, y'all never blew up. Like, I'm like, because, you know, maybe we have two different goals that, you know, like, what we look at as being successful. You know, like, we're successful because we're good in our skin, because we know we didn't, like you say, we didn't sell out to things that other people thought we should have did. You know, so we kind of feel good about it. We might not be the most popular artist, and we might not have all the money that rappers that you might see have. Mm-hmm. At the same time, we've been making a living off rap for 17 years. Like, you know, we don't have night jobs. We don't have no other type of job. Uh-huh. We don't sell drugs, you know what I'm saying?
Right, yeah, exactly.
This is what we do. We do this music, and this music is what's been feeding us. I have four daughters. Mm-hmm. My partner, I have four kids, two boys, two girls. So at the end of the day, you know, we're taking care of eight people, you know, plus ourselves, 10 people off of this music that we controlling our own thing with. And they got other people that eat as well, managers, mm-hmm. you know, promoters, and everybody else that deal with us and work with us. All these people eat in the mix of this. So we feel good, and that's what we consider success, because it's what we wanted to do. You know what I'm saying? It's not what nobody told us to do or what nobody dictated that we had to do. It's what we wanted to do, and the outcome of it is what we got. And we kind of grateful with that, because we know we didn't ourselves no cheaper than what we have. It ain't like we know me on 106 and Park, and we on MTV and all this, and we don't have a house or a pot to piss in. You know what I'm saying? Something like that. Like, we don't feel played on that level. We feel like the things we have is because we stuck to what we're doing, and the things we don't have is because we stuck to what we're doing. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, we're not mad at nobody. We're not putting the finger at nobody. We just standing on, like, we still put music out to this day, and we feel like eventually whatever is supposed to happen will happen, and when that time comes, it will be. But it never was supposed to happen, because every deal that was offered to us was never a fair deal to us. And, you know, through lawyers and everything, it was about, hey, man, y'all can do it if you want, but I don't think this is a good deal. So at the end of the day, you know, every deal that was presented to us was fuckery the whole time. And, you know, so we good. You know, like, I'm just wanting, you know, I want people to know we good at where we at. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't think that PNC, you know, didn't get a good deal, or didn't get a deal and didn't take it or whatever. But it's a good deal that's worthwhile taking, that's worthy to us. But if you're trying to fuck us or trying to, like, rape us or something like that, like, man,
right.
We do bad by ourselves. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you think that was something that was awesome, like, about your style, is like that you would, like, pull, like, really hard and then have, like, you know, a smooth hook and just, like, tie everything together. You know.
Yeah, that's our level. We're starting a new movement down in the city, and it's called Chill Society, you know, because we live in a violent city, you know, like, you know, this city is it's got the murder rate of Baghdad or somewhere, like, you know, like we overseas somewhere. So, you know, it's like, you know, this is a small city, and we feel like it should be a more loving place. I mean, they have a lot of loving people, but for the people that's not in that general, like, genre of people, is making a bad eye for New Orleans. You know, Hurricane Katrina gave us a sore eye. You know, a lot of people was, like, down and out, and, you know, they saw a lot of, they saw the worst of us in that situation. You know, a lot of people didn't have. So people that wasn't even evil people or bad people, I guess, started doing stuff that would be crooked or be like what you'll call, like, not a lawyer or a good person. So it gave us a bad eye, you know. So when we came back to the city, you know, this is a city that made me who I am as an artist, you know. So I couldn't just abandon them and run off, because to another city, I'm nobody compared to what I am in New Orleans.
Right.
So then my partner Kango came back home, and we started a thing that we called Chill Society. You know, it's called CSI NOLA, you know what I'm saying? It's like Chill Society Incorporated NOLA, you know, and it's, we just on chilling, like, you know, our slogan is only if you're cool enough, you know, and a lot of cats want to be part of that, because a lot of people feel like that's what I'm on, man, I'm chilling, you know, I'm down with CSI, you know, or whatever, I'm with y'all Chill Society movement, I'm with that, so, you know, that's pretty much where PNC is trying to go at with it. We trying to, like, leave a stigma here that you know, like New Orleans is not all bad, bro, and the people that's from New Orleans are not all bad, and we're trying to like showcase those type of artists that represent a chill society, you know.
Yeah.
So we've been collaborating. Our next album is going to be called, and then we let the fans make this name. Like, I put it on Facebook. I said, this is our 11th album. We need a name for the album.
Uh-huh.
So the two people gave us the name, two females. One female named it the 11th Element.
Uh-huh.
Like
nice.
That. Kept the 11th Element, and then somebody else came with the Ultimate Crime. So, you know, we're not changing the name from Partners in Crime, but we're starting to go with the creation PNC. So it's going to be called PNC, the 11th Element, the Ultimate Crime.
Uh-huh.
And the reason why we're using PNC as the forefront now instead of Partners in Crime is because Partners in Crime, the name itself, has been kind of keeping us from stuff. Like,
uh-huh.
You know, like right now, the Team Summit started back up, but Q93 is not backing, I mean, it's not behind it no more. They're supportive to it, but they're not the ones that's putting it on.
Mm-hmm.
So the new people that's putting it on is called the Crime Stoppers or something like that.
Okay. Yes. Uh-huh.
And that's like a conflict.
Right.
Crime Stoppers and Partners in Crime is doing a show. You know, it's almost
right, exactly. Like, whoa.
Yeah, once we start seeing that, like Jazz Fest stopped us for a few years from advertising the name Partners in Crime. So once we found out that was a problem, like, the reason we're in Jazz Fest this year is because we advertised that it's PNC when we put in our application.
Uh-huh.
Got an automatic call back because people are like, you're the PNC? And they're like, yeah, they made all these something. But they called us with, like, buku respect. Like,
uh-huh.
Man, we want to put y'all on the show. We're like, I've been trying to do this again. You know what I'm saying? Since I put PNC this time, it's like they recognize us and call us through that. But when we put Partners in Crime, we get like a bad stigma with certain things. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Like, we're trying to do school events. You know, we had to change our little movement to be Partners Against Crime.
Yeah.
To do our little school movements. Like, when we go talk to kids in school and stuff like that. So, you know, we learning, bro. And, you know, it's been a great journey.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not mad. You know, we're not mad at nothing that's coming at us. It's just making us better men, better artists, the whole nine. So, you know, we love the experience that we've been through, and I wouldn't give it back for nothing.